in the middle of the count here. Are you feeling confident tonight?
It's certainly looking very good. Obviously, the votes haven't been finally tallied, but you can see the piles building up, and it looks good for the SNP across Dundee.
And you're confident you'll be able to keep your seat. Do you think there'll be a change in your majority at all?
It's too early to tell the exact numbers, but it's certainly looking very good.
And, I mean, how do you think it's looking for your party across the country?
It's feeling good across the country, but as I say, I've only got an indication of what's happening here in Dundee, so we'll need to wait to see the numbers come in and see the final results.
And, I mean, across the campaign this year, have you seen people, do you think people have been engaging with this year's election?
Well, what we decided that we had to do was to continue with our traditional campaigning. So the SNP's campaign here in Dundee has been very much on the doorsteps, speaking to voters face to face, listening to their concerns and trying to inspire them with our vision of a better Scotland.
And I mean, what's your plan for tonight after the election results come in?
I think we're expecting a result in after 3, maybe 4 o'clock, so it's probably try and get some sleep. That's probably going to be the aim tonight. Pretty tired, feel a little bit sunburnt from today's efforts, probably some rest.
I mean, and there's been some talk about whether the turnout will be better this election or not. What's your feeling from the voters you've been talking to?
It felt much the same as 5 years ago, so it's a similar type proportion of folk going to turn out, but some people are saying it might be slightly up on 2011.
So you're confident you're going to have a good result tonight?
I'm certainly hoping for a good result. It looks like that's the way things are going to pan out.